You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a
girlfriend? The guy made me.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
You just
got a big
better.
Plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased.
What are you trying to say?
I'm so into you.
I really don't really care.
What?
Next message.
We're still here. Look at my cat.
Get off the cat.
You son of a bitch.
Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
Where's that?
I got two Tim Tebbles and a microphone.
Where's that?
End of message.
I got two Tim Tebbles and a microphone.
Where's that?
Next message.
I got two Tim Tebbles and a microphone.
Seriously, guys. Four.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
End of message.
You look so good right now, you son of a bitch.
Next message.
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Get in touch. We got to talk about it.
Horrible. Give us a call. 646-915-9228.
DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com.
That's what it is. Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
I've seen the starlings in my hometown dance above the pier. First they die, and then they tumble. Then all at once they turn and disappear. I've seen the city scattered on the highway, full of names and faces I cannot recall. But underneath the sky, I cross my heart and hope to die. I've never seen anything like you before. I know the boys out on the bandstand. I've kissed them underneath the stars. I've come up shining like a penny and bet the whole damn thing on a brand new heart. I know the thrill of surrender as I have tumbled to the floor. But underneath the sky, I cross my heart and hope to die. I've never seen anything like you before.
Non-water-filled studio.
That's awesome. That's my favorite kind.
It is, right? It's like we're going to have a sauna. We're all going to lose about a pound or two. But at least there's beer, so everybody's a little
It's awesome.
Happy.
We just had a big Chinese meal, so it's
good.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us who you brought with you and what they do and all that.
Awesome. Well, I brought my friend John Paul. He plays guitar. He has his own project also, John Paul. And we met on a singer-songwriter, what would you call it? It was a showcase. And we were encouraged to collaborate, so I called him to come around to my house in Greenpoint. And it was, from then on, I just didn't stop bugging him ever since. And then this is my friend Clara LaFaro, who we've known each other for ages. We went to the same school, but then, just from around the scene, we got friendly, and she offered to sing for me, and so I said yes, and the same thing. Now she probably regrets it every day.
Never.
And Clara has her own project, too, so.
So did you meet both of these guys in New York or in London, where you're from?
Oh, no, met them both in New York. Clara a little bit in Boston, but mainly in New York. And, I don't know anyone from London where I'm from anymore.
So you're from London.
I am from
London.
Here's
my biggest,
segue.
My biggest question.
Okay.
And I think it's a conspiracy. I don't know, but it might be a conspiracy.
Probably, if the English have anything to do with it.
I think it is. I think it's the English, and they have a big conspiracy. All right, so you're talking to me, and you have a wonderful British accent. I love it. You know, you don't get to see it that often in New York. I love it. But when British people sing, how come they sing with an American accent?
Good point.
It's definitely
point.
A conspiracy.
You know, it's a conspiracy.
You know, that's an interesting question, and it's funny you should ask that. I think a lot of it is, you know, I grew up listening to American music primarily, and so I think, you know, you imitate at first. And I actually it was one of the I just finished a record, and my first record, which is probably the stuff that you heard online, I definitely sing with more of an American twang, and I made a concerted effort not to do that anymore.
Okay.
On this new stuff, so but it's kind of hard, you know. My whole life I've been singing with this
so
other accent.
Like, because I mean, the stuff that I've heard, mm-hmm. and like even that stuff, could kind of have like an American accent. What would be an example of singing with a British accent? Because honestly, I think it's a conspiracy. I've never heard it before.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah,
right.
Listen to
so
that.
Straight
shit.
Up
she
like
is like
Broadway
full,
Mary
yeah.
Poppins. All right, so that's something the British do well. That's awesome. All right, so that was also another interesting thing. I mean, a lot of the stuff you play is like this soulful, like rootsy, folky type music. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's a very American
yeah.
rootsy thing. What did you grow up listening to in Britain? I mean, did you grow up listening to American roots
well,
music or
yeah,
did you have
I mean,
your own?
Well, my dad's American.
Okay.
So his, and it's actually, they didn't listen to, my parents didn't listen to a ton of music, but I remember the first artist I ever really got into was Dylan, because my dad liked him, so I bought him a double CD for Christmas one year, and then I just took it, like you do when you're a kid. You're like, here's a present. Oh, I kind of like it. And then I just took it into my room, and I got really into that. But at the time, all my friends, I didn't really pick up a guitar till I was about 16, and I really liked the songwriting aspect of it, which is why I think I really liked Bob Dylan. But all my friends, we were going to clubs and dancing to electronica, so I was like
British.
The... Yeah, yeah. So we were going out and going crazy at this place called Club UK and just getting wasted. And then we would go back to everyone else's houses and they'd be DJing. And if you came back to my house, I'd play like Joni Mitchell. And it was not cool.
No.
No, it wasn't
no.
cool.
You were a little ahead of your time, I think.
Thanks.
That's what it is.
Yeah, totally. Because now everyone loves folk music. Mumford and Sons, everyone's going crazy for them.
Everybody loves folk music.
It's big right now.
This is, I'll say this to our listeners at home, this is the first time it's you guys, this is the first time Dave and I are sharing a mic.
It is.
So
it's kind of
awkward.
Well,
we're tight.
We're
real
cool.
tight. It's
we're
real hot.
I feel
sweaty.
Like this whole time you were just waiting for an excuse, you
I
know?
We do. We did. We've only slept in a bed together once.
Oh.
And it wasn't even a bed, it was a futon.
And we did sleep head to toe.
Head to toe. Spooning, if that's possible. All right, so let
I
me
don't
ask,
know why you bring these things up.
Just get a little insight, a little, you know, a little backstory, because they don't know us.
All right, we are Dave and Giggles.
That's true.
We are Dave and Giggles, and this is the Dave and Giggles Show. We have the wonderful Carriad Harmonaut. You have a question?
I do. You said
you're going for it.
I'm going for it. I'm twisting over. They said you guys met at school. Is this college?
Yeah.
Did you guys go to music school?
Yes, we did, yeah. So we both went to, in fact, all three of us did.
The same school?
Mm-hmm. We all went to Berklee.
Oh,
in
well,
Boston.
That's a very good school for music. There's Berklee and then there's Eastman. And then there's probably nothing else as far as music. Well, I won't say nothing
there
else.
There are a ton
like
of great schools, but those are
the two.
Big, the, yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I went to school for theater, mm-hmm. and I'm not really doing so much with my theater degree, but
nothing.
Well, I'm doing video.
This is like theater.
This is theater. This is
like
showmanship.
Yeah, absolutely.
How
am I? I'm Giggles,
yeah.
Right?
Giggles.
Come on, Giggles. Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm not. Backstory.
It's me. I'm always hard on it.
So there's been a lot of debate about, you know, whether you should really go to art school or music school or theater school or dance school.
Yeah.
And you guys, coming off with the first song off the bat, you guys sound like legit, like you got your shit together.
Thank you for that,
so,
man.
So, if you could say, like,
we're trying.
You guys are appreciative of your art school background.
Yeah, I would say so.
I don't really know what the question was.
But I didn't have a great time.
You didn't have a good time.
No, I was not.
Was it so much theory, or was it just
a ton of theory? And I didn't really know anything when I went. So I mean, I knew a little, but not a lot. And it took me until I left to really like when I was there, I just spent most of the time being like, I have no idea what anyone's talking about. But then when I left, then it started to. I feel like there's a period, there's like a delay for when that stuff sinks in. And I teach now and I see it. Like you say something.
You're like, oh, that's why I went there.
And then, it wasn't until after I left. But I think also there's even people who I never met at Berkeley, there is definitely a kind of camaraderie when you say that's where you went. And it's, I'm definitely glad I went.
What would you say to kids who have like, you know, they're in high school and they've got like raw talent and they're seeing people that are like, oh, well, and I'm not comparing you guys to Justin Bieber or any of these Disney kids, but like they're like, all right, I don't need music school. I don't need, you know, a higher education. Do they sort of get like, they just go through the I'm just using my hands. What? Do they not, are they not going to last as long because they don't have that sort of training?
No, I think there's no right or wrong. Everyone's different. I know some incredible people who didn't go to quote unquote music school,
Mozart.
But they've been playing. I know well, but they've been playing, you know, for years and years and years. Everyone's different. I would say.
I definitely find. I mean, as a musician myself, we're in my studio. I did the lighting. I don't know if you guys saw
it. It's so hot in here.
It is hot in here. Usually, it's not this hot, but I found like historically and with playing other musicians, there's kind of like two types of musicians. There's the very technically able musician, mm-hmm. and then there's the very, very soulful musician. Mm-hmm. And I think if you marry the two, like within yourself and then with other people.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
And I noticed when I was reading your bios and stuff that mm-hmm. you found a lot of those people to help you with the technical side and the recording side and like the producing side and all that.
Yeah.
And then... Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah.
good question.
It wasn't a question, it was a statement.
These are very open-ended questions.
Right.
I think you're right in that you need to have both, you know,
right.
And everyone has their weaknesses and their strengths. I think you naturally kind of gravitate towards people who appreciate what you do and can also lend something. Because if you're so great at everything, you don't need anyone, right? So no one gets to feel like they can really put their soul. Nice. it's really hot.
It is hot in here. I apologize.
God damn it.
Is it possible to get another song? I mean, this is a music show.
Sure.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep the energy up, you know?
Nice.
I was telling her I was like 50-50, talking and music.
Harriet Harman, would you please play us another song?
Oh, sure.
What song would you like to play for us?
Let's see. Do you guys want to do Old and Gray? We're gonna get.
I love this. I feel like we're their audience. We're just sitting here while they're standing around us.
Private sweatbox concert.
That's a different podcast.
I'm gonna have to turn into a naked show. I don't know.
So we're about to get there. Oh, we could sing that one.
Cool.
Let's do it. Let's do that later, maybe.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your? I
sure.
have to.
Yep.
My tuner ran out of batteries just before I got here in a very unprofessional move. See, they wouldn't like that at Berkeley. They'd be like, always carry around extra batteries. I'd be like, whatever.
You really gonna do that? What are you doing, bro? Switch out. They bring a wide enough lens.
All right, so what's going on over there, guys?
You're giving me a hot massage.
Here you go. So this is called Old and Gray.
Old and Gray mm-hmm. by Carrie Harman. Times three.
Mm-hmm. think you might have rescued me. Take a look at what you gone and done. Baby, the love that you've been giving me lately makes me wanna turn around and run. Now, darling, I've been so confused. I got so used to wanting things that I couldn't have. But you don't miss the boys that you don't know. Now you'll be laughing when they go. They can't touch you if you don't give them the chance. So, darling, I'm gonna try before I'm old and gray. I wanna learn how to love. There has to be a way that don't hurt so much. I think I'm ready now. Ooh, darling, if you teach me how. Oh, can't you see I'm ready now? I'm gonna do my best not to let you down. Oh, well, you should know I've got a faulty heart. Sometimes I swear it don't belong to me. It's such a wicked thing, tick-ticking underneath my skin. And now you've got it hanging out for everyone to see. So, darling, I'm gonna try before I'm old and gray. I wanna learn how to love. There has to be a way that don't hurt so much. I think I'm ready now. Ooh, darling, if you teach me how. Oh, can't you see I'm ready now? I'm gonna do my best not to let you down. Now my heart breaks when I think of all the time I've wasted reaching out but too afraid to take it. I've been so damn close, I could almost taste it. Can you taste it? Now time goes by and we're not here for long. No, darling, someday soon, well, this will all be gone. We gotta make it count. So come on, come on, come on, come on. Before we're old and gray, I wanna learn how to love. There has to be a way that don't hurt so much. I think I'm ready now. Ooh, darling, if you teach me how. Oh, can't you see I'm ready now? I'm gonna do my best not to let you down. Time goes by and people change. I'm an old dog now, but it's not too late. There's still a trick or two I think that I could make. I can make.
Absolutely beautiful.
Aw, thanks.
Carrie and Harmon. Thank you. Old and gray.
It is hot.
It's a little hot in here.
It just, hot. I just turned around and looked at Clara and she had like a hair stuck to the side of her face.
Feels good though, right? It's like
it's intense.
I feel cleansed. I feel cleansed.
It's like
Dave.
Hot yoga vibe.
It's a hot yoga vibe with a little bit of baptism. You know? A little bit of baptism.
So you're not gonna forget it.
You're not gonna forget this.
He's bringing the Jesus.
We need
That's awesome.
Somebody has to.
Somebody has to. I got a fan here next time you guys come in.
I want to ask you guys, you all went to Berklee.
Uh-huh.
What did you audition? Did you have to audition with like four different things, like a classical piece, a contemporary piece? Did you go in there with like, what did you go in there? What was your like your meat sauce?
You know, I sent them some songs to try and get them to give me some money. So they that was like I mailed that in and they gave me a small.
But original songs?
Original songs. I didn't really have to audition. They just took my money.
I think at the time.
I showed off my belting.
Nice.
It worked.
At the time, when I was there, I was there like the year before they started to make you, you know, play something to get in. So all I had to do was fill out like a 9-page application, which I think I very much exaggerated on.
But I mean, you had to take like theory and stuff like that in high school and stuff like that. So they had those.
Oh, I didn't even take music in high school.
You're
I had
British,
nothing.
You know, like
I was like, I have an English accent. British, so
British girl wants to come here. Sign her up. They've got to be smart, right?
Yeah, no, they just they just take your tuition, or they
used
songs. To. Yeah, they did. They like my songs. That's true.
Mm. All right, so I want to get into a little bit, and I want to ask you first,
mm-hmm.
Australia.
Yes.
Did you go to Australia after college or before college?
Before college.
So you just, I read a little about it.
Mm-hmm.
You picked up, left home, and decided to go to Australia.
Well, yeah. So I went to quite a posh boarding school for the last 2 years. So I guess what over here would be high school, 16 to 18?
Sure.
Is that high school?
That sounds about right.
And
you guys call it boarding school.
Well, that's because we slept there.
Bored. All right, I get it.
But we would call it college at home. So that's or sixth form college. Anyway, so I went there for 2 years, and I made friends because it was a boarding school who lived all over the place. So I made a good friend whose parents lived in Ethiopia, and I knew that I always wanted to travel, and she was like, well, why didn't you come to Ethiopia for a few months? I was like, okay. So I went there and kicked around with her and another friend of ours for like 3 months. And then I spent some time in Thailand. I was super lucky. And then we went to Australia, and for like a year we were hippies and drove around, lived in a car, picked fruit, worked in restaurants, that kind of stuff. And then, so it was there that I played guitar out for the first time, really. I mean, I'd done a little bit at home and stuff, but
so
I had
one with me. How long was it before you started playing guitar until you're singing at clubs in Australia?
Well, I guess I went to Australia when I was 18, 19, and I picked up the guitar when I was 16, so
only
a couple
two
of
or
years.
3 years.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I wasn't kicking that much.
Right.
I mean, I was all right, but I was. I mean, these weren't fancy clubs.
I mean, from what I can tell is that you got to stay at a hostel for free.
Yeah.
For playing your own personal songs.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was when I was like, yeah, I didn't think I was any good, and then I played at this hostel, and then they let me stay for free, and I was like, oh. This
so
could be
every
something.
Night you
this
were in a competition
cool.
and you won. They let you stay the night.
Yeah, and then they were like, you can't play anymore. After
how
I
many
won
days?
Like five. It was like, I think four, maybe they let me go four, and then it got obnoxious, you know, and they were like, no, we can't do it anymore. But it was cool. That was the first time I had any idea. Like,
so
oh, this has some value outside of.
So you're the reigning champion of that hostel.
I was. I totally
awesome.
Was. I felt like a superstar.
Is there a plaque
I was totally
there
like
that has your name on it?
There better be. Byron Bay.
Byron Bay, we're
yeah.
going to go, we're going to check it out.
To be fair, I just got free, it was just in the campsite. Oh, no, I got a free room for a while, and then when I stopped winning the thing, then I moved out to the campsite.
How long did you stay in Australia as far as
I was
like
there for a year altogether.
Just hanging out in campsites out of cars?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
working
really
and
really lived the hippie life?
I did, it was the best.
What
it was awesome, I didn't want to go home. I'm really bad at years. I was, I'm really bad at like what, I guess it was, I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. I was 18, 19.
This is like 90 something, 2000
something.
You're not as old as I am.
I don't know. I wouldn't be too sure of that. I'm like 50.
I'm like 50.
I was joking with some friends the other day about how everyone always says that they're younger than they are, you know? And we were like, the way to do it is to be like, tell everyone you're like
really
20 old. Years older than you are. And then they'll be like, you look great, you know? Rather
you're
than
not
the other
supposed
way around.
To ask a lady your age, so we're not going to ask you. But yeah, I will say I was what?
Well, go.
What I'm just, this is weird. This whole mic sharing thing is so awkward because I really have to like
go.
I have to have something important to say to grab the mic, which maybe is a good thing.
It is a good thing. I talk too much.
But I spent 3 months or 2 months in Australia and 1 month in New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
And
I
relate to that whole like backpacker vibe and just traveling
best.
And just going around.
It was
awesome. It was an experience that you can't buy. I mean, you can buy it. Cause you have to buy it.
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
You can totally buy it.
But
yeah.
just, you know, being by yourself and meeting people. And Byron Bay was one of my favorite places to stay. I stayed there for
yeah.
a week.
Wow.
Because I lost
hostel?
My hostel. I lost my credit card.
Same hostel.
My
yeah,
credit
which
card
hostel
got canceled.
Did you stay
it was,
I know. I can't remember the name of mine either. I was there for months. I can't remember it.
Shoot.
Was
they
like
were nice.
Up the
they
end
were
of
nice.
A little street. Had like a campsite in the back and a little desk.
Did you see
it was a two-story one. I did not see
the
plaque.
The
we could
yeah.
have crossed paths. Because
if the plaque was there, it was probably
2004. So.
Might, but yeah. No, I think I was there a bit before that, I think.
Okay. Well.
It is hot.
It's real hot.
It's
real
almost. Hot. So you can get a feeling for what Australia was like.
You should change this podcast name to Giggles and Hotness.
She just called you Hotness?
Yeah, she totally called you Hotness.
Hey, yo.
All right, why don't we play another song? We'll come back. When we get back, we'll talk about when you came back to America.
Okay.
But I want to learn about you working in like some management places.
Yeah.
And, like working with celebrities. I want some hot juicy dirt. Think about that.
Okay.
Hot and Dirty. Hot and Dirty. That's the name of the show. Hot and Dirty.
Giggles, Hot and Dirty.
Can you write a song called Hot and Dirty?
What do we do? Let's do... I don't know if I can do this. Okay. Let's do Every Time.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah, this is a song about dating in NYC.
He wants to say something.
I'm not
going to
say anything.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If I'm supposed to play some kind of game with you, I really think it's only fair if you explain the rules. I wasn't ready, and I think I missed the starting gun. And there ain't no one here aside from you who's having fun. And ooh, how'd you get so big and tall? And I want you, babe, your skinny legs and all. And if you keep talking, you're gonna tell me that you're mine, and I'll fall. For every time. Why ain't you heard the news? Those tricks are just for kids. I don't want to wait 3 days to keep you interested. And if you want me, baby, all you got to do is call. Just dial my number, darling. I've been climbing up the walls. And ooh, how'd you get so big and strong? And I want you, babe, right here where you belong. And if you keep talking, you're gonna tell me that you're mine, and I'll fall for every time. And all I want is a place in the sun, a patch of green that I could call my own, someone to hold me up until I make it home. And how'd you get so big and mean? Why is everything I want always so bad for me? And if you keep talking, you're gonna tell me that you're mine, and I'll fall every time. Every time.
All right, I'm gonna say this.
Mm-hmm. Say it.
You know how, you know, in hot yoga they say it's better for you because you're like stretching out.
You're cleansing.
Yeah.
I'm going to
say the heat is really making you guys sound amazing.
Oh, thanks.
So maybe you should do every show in like 90 degrees.
That would be in my rider.
I feel cleansed, Dave.
I'm not going anywhere.
Like, what did you think when you came in here and it was just sweltering hot? And you're like, listen, we're not getting paid for this. Who are these guys?
Bunch of chumps here.
You're going to email John Shannon and be like, you son of a bitch. Who are these guys?
Let's thank John for getting you on the show.
Yeah, really, John Shannon, he's the man. He's really one of my favorite musicians and human beings.
He's amazing. He really is.
This is a little name dropping. We could probably do it off the well, whatever. Do you know a guy named Declan Bennett? He's English.
No,
plays
I
guitar.
Don't.
There are a lot of
I
British
don't.
You know,
you guys knew each other, all of you. So great.
We gotta get him on the show. He's good too.
Well, why don't you?
I'll make it.
Let's
happen.
Stop fighting.
Call Declan.
If you do, can you give Carrie Ad credit for that since she's English and plays guitar?
Yes.
Ask him if he knows me. Maybe we.
You guys all know each other. All right. Before we get into the slip thing, I want to get into that. First, I want to ask you, because the song that you just played, Dating in New York City, right? When you write your songs, a lot of the songs I was looking at, I feel like you're writing with someone in mind, or is it you're writing for like a mood? Like, when you're writing, what do you write for? How do you write?
Different songs differently. I would say it's sort of like I guess, creative nonfiction, I would say. Like, it's not, it's rare that it's for exactly for a specific person, but there's an emotional honesty to it, I would say. But I'll elaborate. My life isn't really that interesting, so if we just wrote about my life, be like, oh, I'm a bit sad today, went to the shops. You know, so you can't make it a bit special. But, you know, there I would say, yeah, there's definitely an element of honesty to most of them, if not, like, to a specific human being.
So a couple of them out there. Because I always wanted a song written about me. I'm just saying.
You're asking me to write you a song.
I'm going to make that happen.
And it'll have to do with, like, hot, sweaty. Yeah. I don't know what else you want to throw in there.
Musk.
What rhymes with sweaty? See.
Betty.
Teddy.
This is getting really, all right, this is getting a little too hot for me. I'm sorry. All right, so when you came here after school, I'm assuming, you applied for a lot of jobs to try to get into, like, management. Like,
yeah. And, well, like, I mean, when I left Berkeley, I never wanted to play music again. I just thought it was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, wasn't, like, the fact that you got into Berkeley and graduated from Berkeley, like, enough to show you that you were, like, sufficient?
Well, you know, you go to Berkeley and you think you're kind of hot shit, and then there are people there who just, I mean, there's some incredible levels of virtuosity at Berkeley now that I will never, that's not my thing, you know. My thing is more of a craft, like I would say that's where my real strength is.
Right.
Everything else, guitar, vocals, everything, I've had to really, like, get down in the trenches, and that's tough work. That's not immediately rewarding, you know. So, so when I left, yeah, I just was overwhelmed, I think, and it took a while for everything to sink in. But I knew that I wanted to work in music, so I foolishly thought, well, yeah, I'll work for a management company. I looked for a ton of places, and I was really about to give up, and I was trying to get work in an architecture firm, and they saw my resume and were like, why are you doing this? Your whole resume is musical, you're going to leave us. I was like, no, I'm really into architecture.
Yeah,
exactly, I had no idea. And then they asked me like a direct architecture question. I had no idea what they were talking about.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was not a good liar. And then finally, I went for an interview. It was just off Craigslist. I went for an interview at a management company. And, yeah, it was MCT Management. They used to manage Moby, and I think they still manage Rufus Wainwright. So nice. I worked for them on their desk, and I was terrible at it.
Terrible.
Awful. Terrible. I mean, I was nice on the phone. You know, I had a nice speaking voice, but that's about as far as it went.
Everyone likes to talk
to. Yeah. No, I didn't. I just wasn't invested.
So you dealt with a lot of the clientele there. You don't need to mention any names. But
Not really. It wasn't deep. I dealt with the management more. My job with the clientele was more like, let me put you through to so-and-so. I never really had any deep interaction.
Yeah, calling up being like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Nothing of that?
That all went on behind the scenes. And they were all very nice to me, I have to say. Everybody was very. I don't know what went on behind closed doors, but they were nice to me. But it just really clearly wasn't my thing, you know. And I think they liked me because, I mean, who wouldn't like me, right?
There you go.
I'm nice. I'm charming, pleasant. Charming. I don't smell. You know, it's good. Except when I'm trapped in a hot box.
Hot.
It's
terrible.
It's hot in here, gentlemen.
It's hot in here. It is hot in here.
He's ready to freak out.
Every once in a while he chimes in.
Oh, man, it's hot in here.
I would say, I mean, it could probably be like 105.
It's a sauna.
Really, like, it's real.
I feel like no one listening to this is going to understand.
The heat. I think we're all going a little mad. But I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
Bring it back. If you didn't do music for a living, what would you want to do?
I've thought about that a lot. Funny enough. My other dream job would be some kind of podcasting, actually, or radio journalism.
There you go.
You want to be a producer for Dave and Giggles?
I totally do.
Your first job is to get a cool in here. That's your first job.
No.
That's and not as fair. The AC can, just turns on a little bit.
There we go. I can fan you with my hat. That's the best I can do.
Anytime you want to come on and guest host, I'll kick this guy right off.
Oh, all right.
It's true. You will. All right. How about another song?
Cool. Let's do I Want You.
It takes it off of us. It puts it on you. You know?
Cool.
It's cool in here, guys.
I'm just going going to have some more beer.
Have some beer.
She's a selfie. Oh, I should probably wear a t-shirt straight down the armpit. It's not flattering.
These guys, you're not even paying any attention to us. You're taking pictures of yourself.
He's taking selfies.
No, I'm Facebook over here. What's
really
going
good,
on?
Really good selfies.
We're all going crazy. This heat is killing us.
It's the heat, man.
Oh, my apologies, guys. I didn't know it was going to be this hot.
Well, to be fair, since the three of us came in, it just got...
It got a lot hotter.
Yeah.
Totally.
What's
did.
The word? It's not existentially hotter, is it? That's not what I'm trying to say.
No, I don't think that's the word.
I'll figure it out.
Could be.
It's gotten existentially hotter since we walked in. Exponentially. There we go.
Exponentially.
There we go.
That was super cute. Exponential.
All right, here we go.
All right, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called I Want You.
All right. Oh. Right on. I want you.
Let's talk about that later.
I'm so hot. I pointed at him. Like, your turn.
All right, here we go. Come on, guys, pull yourselves together.
Act professional, damn it.
Woo!
Yeah. What? Oh. Right,
cool.
Something's going on.
We could all die in here. Nobody would know.
It's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be like the black box that in the airplane. They'll have this podcast. That'll be the last.
It's the last. Oh, God.
Please, no. Oh, I'm going to have some more. I'm going to have some more beer.
Just thinking, how would we procreate? Like, who would who would divvy it up?
Where's this going?
I don't know.
I thought we were playing this song, guys.
Two girls.
You don't.
Like, turn around for 1 minute and it's gone to shit.
We're not locked in.
All right, Carrie Harmon, I want you.
He said it again more passionately this time.
And we're still not playing the song.
Okay, here we go. Whew, all right. Oh, this is a really sensitive song. I've got to calm down.
Woo! Everybody calm down. Everybody take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Whew.
What are you doing with that? Man, it's so... Oh, it's hot. It's good, though, you know?
It's good. It's like we'll do some yoga in a minute. Here we go. 1, 2. I've got a secret I can't keep, and every single night I toss and turn myself to sleep. I've got a big fat mouth and I talk too much, and any second now I'm gonna spill my guts. I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you to know. I've got feelings I can't hide. It's way down deep, you know where it's soft inside. And I've got a big old bed just for little old me. And every now and then I could use your company. I want you. I want you. Thank you. And it's hard to say, but every time I look at you, I give the game away. 'Cause you're on my mind everywhere I go. Oh, you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to know I want you.
You asked for a song to be written about you.
Yeah.
There it is, Dave.
You got it.
There it is.
Kept awesome. What you asked for.
Either that or the air conditioning.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about you or the air conditioning.
Not, definitely not me. That was awesome. That was beautiful.
Aw, thanks.
That was very beautiful. I mean,
thanks very much.
No, go ahead. Well, go ahead.
So I want to. It was very beautiful. It was nice. It was. I think the heat is making us focus on the music. Really, you know.
Is that the secret? Is that what we have to do in clubs and bars and stuff? Just crank up goddamn heat.
I went to a sweat lodge once when I was a freshman in college. It was a good experience.
You went to a sweat lodge.
Sweat.
Was John Shannon in there?
No, he wasn't. But John, I had a serious man crush on John Shannon when he came to our
show. He's unbelievable.
And he was talking about this.
He's amazing.
This guy, this Case Files, the Tracker, Tom Brown, and
yeah.
It was just, you know.
Everyone has a crush on John Shannon.
Yeah.
Can't help it.
He's so earthy. He's just like, you know.
That's a good description.
Not like he wasn't like annoying granola, you know.
No,
like,
no.
My favorite thing about him was he comes in and he's playing this amazingly beautiful
guitar, right? He's so good.
And he's like, yeah, somebody just kind of. I was like hanging out with him, and he gave me this guitar, and I was like, who else but John Shannon?
Would somebody
be like, here, take this $4,000 guitar.
Yeah.
Well, if I come around again, I'll grab it back.
Yeah, because they know he's gonna play some great shit on it.
Exactly.
You know?
Solid. So I do want to get. I want to ask you about Rockwood. Mm-hmm. So you're there every Sunday night still, or no?
I'm just there. I do a residency every now and again. So I'm there in July for the first three Sundays before we go on tour at the end of July. So we're there.
The three of you guys are going on tour.
Oh, myself and JP are going on tour. John Paul.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're not taking her with you.
We're not. I wish I could, but she's busy. She's got shit going on.
Well, let's talk about the shit going on, because we talked a little bit to Carriette about what's happening in her life. And, you know, she is our special guest on the show, but she brought some amazing people with her. And we want to ask them questions, too, because they're
not
sweating
loud.
It out, too.
I don't know why you're looking at me. Talk to them.
We need our own microphone. So, JP and, I'm sorry, is it Tara or Tara? Kara?
Lila.
Lila?
You guys are.
You gotta get your shit together,
I'm
Giggles.
Sorry.
It's the heat.
I've also got a kid, and I did another job today, so I'm like a stay-at-home dad and a worker. So I'm not, you know, I won't throw that. It's not. I don't want to.
How old's your kid?
He's 10 months old today. He's 10 months old today.
Congratulations!
It's his 10-month birthday.
I got pictures of him. I'll show you.
He's pretty cute.
Okay.
He's pretty cute. Is it?
It's Clara.
Clara. Sorry. Sorry.
Way off.
I'm sorry. So Clara, Clara and JP, tell me in any particular order what you got going on. So why can't you go on JP first? what's going on? What's your side project? Tell us a little bit about it. Tell us.
This is a side project, actually.
This is kind of my side project. My main project is I write songs and I sing them. Very, very different than what's going on right here in the studio.
It's not as hot.
Yeah, it's generally not as hot when I do it, so that's definitely different.
What's the do you have a link where people can go?
Yeah, you can hear my music at johnpaulmusic.net.
Nice.
You didn't get the .com.
I got the .com. You know, there's a story. There's a story behind the .com. If you spell the name the way it's meant to be spelled, then you could type in johnpaulmusic.com. However, my name is spelled J-O-N. So instead of having to tell people, go to johnpaulmusic.com, but don't put the H in, I bought johnpaulmusic.com with no H. And then unfortunately, johnpaulmusic.com with an H is some guy in like Seattle or something. But johnpaulmusic.net without the H and the H was free, so I just got both of them. So now I can just tell people to go to jumpallmusic.net and they can spell it any way they please.
As a side project, me and Giggles go around the country beating up URL people. So if you want us to track this guy down,
that'd be great.
Knock down his door.
Please.
Be like, listen, relinquish your jumpallmusic.com.
I love it. Yeah.
And this is a question we ask a lot of our musicians. Are you straight up musician making money, or do you have a side? Not to say.
We've asked this to a lot of musicians.
I've asked it. I like, you know, like, is all you do music, or do you got like a tech job during the day?
Yeah, no, I just play music, so,
That's there you go. That's good. It's good to hear. I like that. It's you know, it's follow your dream.
It's a weird thing.
You got rich parents, don't you?
Giggles very blunt.
Good blood. It's hot shit.
It's the heat, man. It's
God damn it, Giggles.
Sorry. We try to do a little good cop, bad cop.
So hot in here.
We're going to see. Is the heat the whole part of it? You're going to break us down.
I am, like, literally sweating bullets. I don't think I've said that since I was, like, 8 years old, but I am sweating
I think you guys were talking about school before. I think that's where the school comes in handy, because John Paul is a really, really good guitarist in many styles. Uh-huh. Like, he's a very well-versed guitarist. He and I actually were on a wedding gig together a couple weekends ago, just spontaneously, and he's rocking it out on that, all those old rock and roll tunes and singing and doing all that stuff. So the good thing about going to music school is that you can do that stuff, and if you need supplemental income, whether it's teaching or playing gigs like that pay well, or being a support, like a sideman for someone and all that stuff, then you have that too. And that's also more experience that you add to your own music.
Right. And I'm sure having a lot of musician friends helps a lot, being like, you know, like joining in on someone else's band or playing on someone's album or going to someone's wedding and playing for them. Sure, it helps a lot.
I know it's late in the game, but I just want to make sure her levels are picking up, because I didn't see some hot levels on her.
Yeah.
See, I can hear her because she's right there.
I can tell you one thing that is hot. It's this room.
Well, I think
she's all right.
She's all right. All right, all right. I don't want to freak anybody out, but it sounds good.
Fine.
Can you see the sweat? Like, is it visible?
I might get naked.
Oh, my God.
I have never seen Dave without his shirt on. And the years I've known him,
I might get naked.
I've never seen him without his shirt on.
Oh, it's like all down the arm. It's everywhere.
All right, we're gonna end this for a roundtable discussion on one question.
Okay. We didn't find out about Clara.
Yeah, we didn't.
Okay, let's find out about Clara. My fault. It's the heat.
It's okay.
Tell us, you have a website.
ClaraLofaroMusic.com.
Not Tara.
ClaraLofaro.com.
See, she has to spell it. What a loser.
You're going to get it, Matt.
It's the heat. It's the heat.
I'm a songwriter and a performer, and I write songs for other artists as well. So that's the summary, I guess.
You could write a song for Dave.
Yes, everybody can write a song for me. All right. We're going to end this show soon. I'm also noticing a large wet spot happening on the wall.
Oh, God, they're all sweating.
I know. That's why I'm going to
move the plug.
Is this place going to burst into flame?
We've been here for like 4 or 5 months, and we've never had any issues. Today is the issue day. Okay. All right, so here it is. So as a day job, I'm an editor, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, I had one of the supervisors who comes in bring in an intern. She was in high school. She was like 16 years old, and she was asking me what, like, advice I could give her for, you know, being in my position and whatever. And it got me, like, really jammed up, and it made me think, if I could go back in time, tell my 16-year-old self something, what would you tell your 16-year-old self? I want to go around the room on this.
Wow, that's
mine
a good
would be
question.
Don't watch Lost. It's a waste of time.
I'll take it because I've been waiting for somebody to ask me this question all my life. Just until I got my 30s. But I would say learn a trade, know how to do something. You know, like whether it's plumbing or electrician or tile installation or photography.
Don't go to school for music theater.
Don't go to school for music theater if your nostrils flare when you sing, and you'll never be a leading man. Just don't do it.
It's not the deal.
It's true. They flare. I look at myself on video. I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me? It's like, it's bad too. Like, I can't control it. So I've got a decent voice, but they flare.
He was also on Double Dare when he was a kid, which is Guts. You're on Guts. All right, going around the room.
Claire. I would say, find and listen to your own voice more than anything anyone else tells you.
Like, try not to mimic other people's voice.
I think we doubt ourselves so much, or we think we listen, or sometimes our parents put pressure on us, society puts pressure on us. If you can, you know, there's different ways that people learn to know themselves or trust their instincts. But I think that as soon as I started to learn to trust my instincts, every choice I make in life is stronger and has a better result. Whereas when we're just trying to satisfy other sure. people or what we think we should do in life, it doesn't work out so well.
Right. No,
and you make a
agree.
Mistake after mistake. So even at that young an age, I'd say find and listen to the voice in your head. Like really what your instincts and what you're about. Discover that. Search it out. Dig it out. And really get to know who you are. And you'll probably have the most meaningful life that way, I think, career-wise
like
and personally.
Clara, very deep. Very deep. I love it. Another thing I would do is I would tell myself on the July 8th,
totally
2013, you're going to sweat a lot. Maybe bring a couple fans. Just leave me alone. Ha. All right, Carrie, moving on to you.
Gosh, that's a hard question. Clara came up with such a good answer. Am I allowed to say what Clara said?
No.
Do I have to come up with my own answer?
I just wish I knew that.
No.
What did I wish I knew when I was 16? Let's see. I would say I wish I knew. I guess kind of along the same lines, like have like whatever you do is going to be hard. Like whatever, but life is really fucking hard. Life really is, you know? Like the older I get, the more I'm like, Jesus Christ, shit
stop,
happens.
Life,
like it's really hard. It's bullshit.
It is.
You know?
I agree.
And people tell you that. People told me that when I was 16, I was like, oh, maybe it's hard for you. But like, I feel like, but I don't mean that in a depressing way. I mean like, it's going to be hard, whatever you do. So choose something you love and just do it.
Would you tell yourself, your young self, that it gets better or it just remains hard?
I think it gets, I know that the older I get, the more comfortable I am in my own skin. So in that way, it gets easier. But
right.
then the more outside stuff gets tough.
Sure. I would say it gets minutely better.
But
it stays.
But you have to tell a 16-year-old that it gets better.
You do have to tell a 16-year-old
that
it gets better.
You have to.
Right.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I
like, it's going to be awful.
No, it's just going to be terrible.
No, but I think like there's some. I heard Patti Smith did a talk that I saw was flying around on Facebook for a while to young artists, and she was essentially saying that like it's just going to be hard, but then it's not any easier getting a. You know, I think you trade off different kinds of hardships. So I might say be a little bit careful with money. Save a little
save
bit.
A little
I might
bit.
Do that. I might do that. I've had, it's, yeah.
My
I'm
first
not,
job
but
out
I didn't
college,
know that would make any difference.
One of the older women I worked with, I used to work in a hospital, she was like, save money. She's like, out of everything I could tell you, save
did
money.
Did you listen to her?
Put like a dollar a week away. If you could do that, you're happy. No,
yeah.
I didn't listen to her. I went out
no.
and got drunk.
I know.
It was terrible.
I know. I think I would try. Yeah, and in the practical sense, I think I would say just exactly that. Like, put a little bit of money away.
And you're
for
done.
God's sake. You know?
For God's sake, put a little money away.
And I shake myself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to John.
Yeah.
You had some time to think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did.
Some long-winded answers all around.
It's true. Yeah.
It's hot.
I think it's a tough question because I think that there wasn't much that thought-wise, like, I would change because I think I had all the thoughts there. It was more a matter of, like, understanding the thoughts, which I think is the main thing. Like, I feel the older you get, you start to understand things in a new way. So it would be nice to have the understanding that I have now when I was 16.
Sure.
You know, for example, like, I would have liked to, it would have been great if I read more. But when I was 16, I was constantly saying to myself, like, I should be reading more.
Right.
You know,
I say it to myself now when I don't
yeah, I know,
more.
Me too.
But now it's like, I love to read and I read all the time, but I tried to do it back then. I just didn't click. It just wasn't my time to read.
Yeah, that's true. There is a certain level of that. Like, it's not just not ready. You're
yeah,
just not ready
so
for something.
There's a lot of stuff like that that I do now that I wish that I started when I was 16. But it's not something that I have any control over. And all I can really think about it is that I'm grateful that I do it. Like, I do those things now.
So you righted your wrongs.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, they're not necessarily wrong.
Yeah. I'm also grateful that pretty soon we're going to be going outside and I can air myself off.
The sad thing is that we go outside, it's going to be probably just as hot out there. It's terrible.
It's probably not going to be just as hot. I'm just going to venture to guess.
Yeah, all right.
It is warm.
It's warm in here. All right, would you guys be so kindly enough to close us out with a song?
Sure. Should we do I Want to Be Famous or Williams Beck Bridge? What do you think? Let's do Famous.
All right, Famous. Yeah. All right, before we end, we got you coming up July. What day you're being at Rockwood?
July the let me get the actual dates on my magic telephone.
And then you can also go to Carriad Harmon, C-A-R-I-A-D, Harmon.
H-A-R-M-O-N.com. Yes.
And see all the tour dates.
Yeah, we're going on tour the last
couple
of weeks.
You can buy the new album, right?
It's almost. It's finished, and we're trying to figure out what to do with it. But
what day is it going to come out? Do you have any idea?
We don't know yet. But if someone out there wants to give me a ton of money...
If I had a ton of money, I would. If I really would.
If my 16-year-old self could come to the future... Oh,
with $400. I think it was stolen, but I don't want to go down that road. Terrible. If I had that $400 right now, bang.
Be all mine. Easy to say that now.
I know, right? What are you doing?
I'm stepping back.
So right. I'm going to be playing the 14th and the 21st of July, Sundays at 8 o'clock at Rockwood Music Hall.
Awesome.
And then we'll be touring in the South going down.
Can I ask you one favor? Mm-hmm. When your album comes out, can we get a signed copy?
Of course.
A couple signed copies. We'll give them out to listeners and stuff.
Oh, please. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
All right. So. Carriad Harmon, Famous?
I Want to Be Famous.
I Want to Be Famous. Me too.
Then we all.
Thank you guys for coming on our show.
Oh, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
All right. Famous. I Want to Be Famous.
I want to be famous, son of a gun. All to know my name when I'm done. Ooh, I wanna be someone. I wanna be someone. I wanna be someone. I wanna catch on fire. I wanna feel the spark. I wanna blaze a trail, leave it burning in the dark. I need a light to guide me home. I need a light to guide me home.
Idly, hey!
Go home.
Doodly-doo. Thank you.